Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, absolutely beautiful Southern California. Well, tonight we have Ella Corcoran with us from Southern California, and she's going to be talking to us about a whole bunch of things like masterminding, science of getting rich, EFT, meditation, homeopathic information. It's all going to be wonderful tonight. You name it, we're going to cover it, so stay tuned with us. I just want to remind everyone that next week we're going to have international astrologer Marguerite Manning with us again, and she's always fascinating. And we're going to be doing a Law of Attraction Talk Radio segment called Therapy for the Soul. And then after that, in November, we're going to have the one and only Dr. Bruce Lipton back with us talking about the evolution of belief. Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, I pre-recorded the show, and there is incredible, incredible information that we have never, ever heard before. I am so excited for everybody to hear this incredible show. We're actually going to be on the cruise, sailing down to Mexico in this terrific, wonderful weather with all of these fantastic workshop leaders and everything. So I am going to be putting on this pre-recorded show so you guys don't miss up, because I don't know what the luck is going to be having a live show on the ship or not. So why take a chance? And I know that you guys will probably all appreciate hearing Dr. Bruce Lipton. And then we'll come back the following week and we'll tell you about the fantastic cruise and what transformation occurred. And it's just really exciting. I'm so thankful that we're going to have a great, great time. So let's take a fast break and come back and talk to Ella. This is going to be a great show tonight. So we'll talk to you soon. Hold on. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires, by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com.
Okay, we are back. Let me tell you about tonight's guest, Ella Corcoran. She is an independent licensed life success consultant and a business partner of Bob Proctor and Paul Martinelli of Life Success Productions. She's also a holistic health coach and anti-aging consultant. Wow, that's something I really want to talk to her about. She's so fascinating, too. She was born in Poland and has worked in corporate settings and small entrepreneurial businesses in the UK, Belgium, and the US as a business analysis consultant and effective communication, conflict resolution, team building, leadership, and manager skills. She holds a master's degree and numerous certifications in various energy healing modalities. Her direct experience with the bringing together of the body, mind, spirit includes the successful practice of homeopathic energy psychology, EFT, nutrition, alkalization, different paths of yoga, meditation, and various technologies on the Vibrational Medicine Frontiers. And, you know, this is what the show is all about. So I'm so delighted to have her. And she is actually right from Long Beach or Southern California, and I'm just thrilled I got to meet her in person and see her in action, and she's absolutely wonderful. You're going to love her. Welcome, Ella, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi, Jules, and welcome, and I'm really happy to be here. And, yes, I am in sunny California, and that actually did not happen by just chance. I did attract that, so maybe I tell you about that later. But, yes, I am delighted to be on your show, and I always tune in and listen to it. So for a change, I will be talking as well. So that's great. And I had also privilege meeting you in person, which was really a joy to me because, you know, hearing the voice, it also tells you something about the person, but meeting that energy of that person in when you meet them face to face is incredible. And you come and actually visited us at the mastermind group a couple weeks ago. So really we all enjoyed, and we all enjoyed you know, having you in the group. So I am really delighted to be here and tell you, I don't know, what would you be
Well, let's get rolling here, because we've got 101 subjects we can cover with you. But let's start off. You're a business partner of Bob Proctor and Paul Martinelli. How did you get involved with them?
Well, I actually, you know, there's so many teachers of this material, of the law of attraction, and obviously Secret made it more available to everybody to learn about it. But I actually also, by law of attraction, I've been attracted to Bob. So we also attract people to our life. And as I mentioned, there's many, many teachers that you can actually learn from. So the way Bob Proctor teaches the material that, you know, law of attraction and science of getting rich and everything else, that just vibrated with me. And I was so fascinating that I know one thing in life, that if you actually want to progress, you have to be surrounded by people who you can learn from. And I was so fascinating. I always wanted to also teach. Teaching was my very first profession in my life. So I was delighted to actually go and study with Bob and to become his consultant and teach his material, basically teach the way he likes teaching. So that's what I went, actually, and I was trained with Bob and Paul Martinelli then, and became a certified life success consultant.
Wow.
And from that on, I actually went on teaching his material. And, you know, not only that I applied that to coach people on how to be successful in life, but also I extend that, because you mentioned how much I am involved in the whole healing art as well, and that principles that you actually will be studying with Bob, or you're studying with other teachers, you can obviously extend not only to how to get financially better in life, but how to get better in any area of your life, including your relationships. And definitely, that's what very close to my heart is, to show people how they can become healthier in life.
Mm-hmm. And there's a very important message with the healing, and especially with energy healing. People need to realize, and I'm hoping that you agree with this statement, that the healing absolutely takes place within the person. There may be teachers, or there may be healers, or there may be doctors, but really it's the responsibility of the individual to be healed. Is that correct?
Well, I cannot agree more on that, Jules, because for that reason, actually, I also shifted in the way that I approach the healing. I consider myself now more being of a coach, a holistic health coach, rather than just practitioner. So I've changed the way I work with people. I really expect people to be committed and to participate in, you know, working with me, rather than me being there to fix some problems for them. So usually we come to a doctor and we come, okay, here I am, I've got this, can you fix it for me? And, you know, the procedure the doctor takes usually is in the form of different type of drug that he is able to prescribe. And, you know, I don't blame doctors. That's what they train and that's what they do. But in the way that I approach health is, okay, you are somewhere in your health and you want to be somewhere else, obviously, in a better side of it. So you need to get from here there. So the same, you see, you've got a goal to achieve. So you need somebody who will be there first, believing that it's possible, because people usually think that, you know, it's not possible, that they cannot take part in their own healing process. And that's exactly what it's needed. So how I work with people these days is basically I explain to them and also explain that in that journey that we're going to take together is a lot of education is happening as well. Because to be empowered with knowledge allows you to take better choices, make better choices in life. And life consists of millions of little choices that we're making every day. So that's what I basically, how I work with people. So the material that I studied with Bob was very fascinating to me because I could extend that to my practice even when I work with people and assist them and help them in getting where they are to where they want to go with their health. So I absolutely agree.
So taking on a person that says that has a serious illness, what would be the first thing that you do with the person?
Well, the very first thing I would have to first test whether they, by talking to them, whether they really believe that they can be better. Because you see, if your belief system is not there, and you believe that you cannot get better, no matter what you do, you will never get better, and we know that. So that's the first thing that I want to empower the person. First thing you want to eliminate, definitely, that always stand on any way to any success, not only to get healthy, but to be financially better, is that powerful emotion of fear. So the first thing that I actually want to eliminate when I'm working with people, especially with people who are very sick, that you need to actually eliminate the fear, because fear is very negative energy, one of the most destructive energies. We actually study at the mastermind groups, the Think and Grow Rich book, and if you're actually familiar, you can actually go and also find out what Napoleon Hill talks about that devil called fear. So we have to first eliminate that, and that will really make easier for us to understand and that we have incredible, infinitive potential to get better. What we created also is not a mere chance. It's something must have happened. And we actually also contributed to that. So in fact, somebody has to be prepared to take responsibility in order to, as I said, to go from where they are to where they want to be. And it's a process. So you have to actually be patient and you have to understand what is happening. So being a coach, I don't do anything. You know, the person is basically doing, it's, as you said, it comes from within. We not get sick from external sources. Just, you know, we can go into a philosophical discussion on that, that, you know, okay, what if the car hits you? But that basically is a situation that also, you know, something must have happened within you that you created or attracted that accident into your life. But otherwise, anything that manifests physically, on a physical level in your health, is basically first initiated in your energy field. So you have to understand that if you want to bring changes on the physical in way of, you know, when people come, they want to eliminate certain symptoms. because each disease is associated with certain symptoms. But if you don't understand and you try to eliminate those symptoms, it's basically, I give people a comparison. If you have an alarm that should at your home and it should warn you when there is a fire, and that alarm goes on, and you start to be annoyed with that and you want that alarm to go off, and you smash it with a hammer and says, okay, that's it, I don't want it here, and then, you know, of course, you don't have a symptom anymore. You don't have that expression of that bell ringing or that smoke alarm making noise. But what can happen, you did not eliminate the cause of the problem. So if the cause is not eliminating, obviously the house can burn, and you know, then you cannot help yourself if you're close to that situation. So the same is with your health. If you actually start only eliminating your symptoms, but you cannot eliminate the source of the problem, which, as I said, always originates somewhere in your energy field, then you actually will not be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
the holistic approach. That's wonderful, and more people need to be aware of that. What's this anti-aging consultant? What is this about? Please do tell.
that's interesting, because everybody, really, you know, when I'm talking about health, you know, people accept certain things as normal. And yes, okay, we even actually set for some expectation. You know, I talk to people and say, oh, that's normal. I'm, you know, I just passed 50. Now everything, you know, is going to work. You know, I expect that aches and pains and the same. I expect the wrinkles to be there. But you know what? That's not true. I mean, as a holistic practitioner, I believe that anti-aging for me covers them. It's like a big umbrella that you really address those issues of health and more of a prevention as well. Because it's better to prevent and to do something that will make you not get sick, that you know, you don't need to really get old and suffer in that process. We all will, you know, as the year pass, we get more years, but it's important to know that we can live those years really with in vibrant health and look great too. So all this things actually are very much in alignment with what I do. So anti-aging is not just only about putting creams, which is also important, but especially in today's science, that I tell you that we now know how to reverse the sign of aging by reversing our genes. And that's very new information that I'm passing to you, because as of this week, we actually have that official, that the university...
We can reverse our genes?
Yes. Yes. It sounds unbelievable, but that's already possible.
And, yeah, how is that? How is that? Is that epigenetics, or what is that? Explain a little bit. I've never heard of that.
Okay, yeah, as I said, it's very, very new. I am involved with the company that actually is responsible for this, because they worked, you know, after 2003, when the Geno Project was finished, everybody obviously rushed to look at these genes and see how they can now benefit from that knowledge. So there's been, of course, there's a lot of companies still working, and there's a great number of scientists that are trying to identify the genes and what they're responsible for. And also, once they do that, they want to know how you can do, so, you know, or whether it's possible, and we know that it is, to actually influence the genes to go back to their more vibrant, you see, because the genes are also about vibration, so more vibrant energy. If that genes, there is actually, I saw the picture already, that you can take a picture of your genes. It's like a map with a little lights on, and if the genes are working, they're actually switching on. then you see the little light there. But if they would age when they actually do that picture, I don't know. Don't ask me the technical details how they do that. But you can actually see that those genes are switching off, like dimming off and then switch off. So it's exciting because now we have products that can basically influence the genes to light up and switch on again. So this what we can achieve these days is incredible.
Wow, so that can stop the aging process.
Yes, or reverse, because if the genes are working now as they used to, obviously, you know, genes are responsible for different functions in the body. So they did not identify just one gene, but they identified the cluster of genes that are responsible for those processes, like the production of your collagen, elastin, you know, all this, the tone of your skin. Every gene that is there is responsible for something. So they identified that cluster of genes and products, the ingredients that can, I understand the botanicals, I have no idea. As I said, this would be probably a talk with somebody who is more scientifically minded in this area. But I listen to those people, but I cannot yet repeat everything to you. But I will be learning that, as of course, as I go along too, because I am fascinated with that.
Is it invasive? Is it invasive, or is it just like topical to change the?
Yes, right now the products will be available, I understand, this year only topically. So basically you can see the results on the skin. I mean, we are really, especially in California, but everywhere else, people want to look younger. You know, when you look in a mirror, do you feel good if you see yourself, you know, with radiant complexion and you know, less tired and less wrinkled? I do. And we live in California. It's in a very vain state, so probably the most vain state in the United States, but if not in the world. So, yes, so this is important. But as of next year, that technology is going to be available also in nutritional supplements, so we can also protect our internal organs. Well, skin is the largest organ of the body. So maybe that's what we started with, and it's easy because you can topically apply certain products that can then influence the genes. But from next year, I understand that will be available also in nutritional supplements. So this is incredible.
Wonderful. Now you are into EFT.
Yes.
How does this affect, does this EFT really make a difference in your practice?
Well, definitely, and it works different the same in both areas. It's not only in health, but I don't know, you cannot make a separation, because if you wealthy, you also feel better, yes? So how you feel and, you know, you're more healthy in that way too. So you cannot separate, but if I coach people for success or for health, EFT is that incredible tool for me, that it's very simple. I love simple things in life. I don't think life is too complicated. We just make it in our mind sometimes too complex and too complicated. It's complex, but it's not. It could be very simple if you really look at it from the right perspective. So I consider EFT being a tool, and I teach even that to children because they love it. It's so simple, but it can accomplish so much. And what it can accomplish is for health, you know, in a holistic health, you understand that mind, I mean, the emotional and mental is as important as your physical well-being. And quite often, the emotional is sometimes responsible for the physical, and you know, they actually responsible. I mean, if you're physically not well, you're not feeling good. So there is a connection. So when I'm working with people, I do actually teach them. And I said, you have a friend for life once you master, because the technique is very simple, but then you have to learn what you need to apply. And sometimes, yes, you do need help of somebody who might look and see, you know, and get you, actually guide you where you need to work, on which area, and what you need to apply the EFT. But EFT is an emotional freedom technique, as the name says, and basically releases that negative energy and negative emotion. So the same, if you're actually working with somebody who wants to be successful, not with health, but with their finances, with their life, in relationship, maybe there are some obstacles in their energy field that do interrupt, do block actually that energy to flow properly, and is an obstacle to a success in any way you want to be successful. So that's what I work. So I mentioned one important negative emotion that we need to really eliminate from our life is fear. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are other equally negative emotions, guilt. People actually carry luggage. I say, you know, you're just traveling through this life and you're actually not free, because you really, this emotion is like having a suitcase. As we go through life, we just accumulate, and we never empty that suitcase. Mm-hmm. So we are actually carrying a lot. And when you start working with people, you know, and most people who come sometimes, they say, well, I'm fine. You know, they even don't want to go there. And those people actually have the most loaded suitcase, I say, because, you know, they just only close it so much that they don't want to go there. But once they start releasing these negative emotions, they will see how their life really unfolds, how many things in their life they are able now to attract to themselves. Because, you know, law of attraction is about attracting to the energy that you you represent, that energy that is you attracts something similar, yes? So if we have something negative, obviously we will be attracting more of that. Yeah, I just wanted to say it's important to actually make that that revision of that, you know, what's in my suitcase.
Right. Well, what is the most common obstacle that stop people from going forward with finances?
Well, it's the same. As I said, the same principle will apply.
But is there a common thing that really affects, like, self-esteem or worthiness or fear, or what is the most common thing that stops people from going forward with finances? Do you know?
I would say, you know, what you've mentioned right now, it's very important, but I would actually emphasize really very strongly, it's blaming other people, other circumstances for that, what's not going, you know, what's not happening right in their life. And if you see, if you talk, if you really open your eyes and ears when you actually meet anybody in your life from now on, you see how much, when they open their mouth, how much negative stuff they actually tell you. So look at that, because I think that's very important. It's called the blame game, you know. That's the huge success killer, the blame. So it actually paralyzed the whole person from going anywhere. And you know, the action, it doesn't matter how much we understand the law of attraction, how much we internalize, how much we connect on the subconscious level with it and change that, still, if there's no action, there will be no result. The results are effect of action. So we need to do that. So I think we should look and see what actually is coming out of our mouth when we say something, whether we're blaming or we actually completely taking responsibility for what actually is happening in our life. Because if we're not taking responsibility for our own life and blame everything around for it, we will be stuck in that energy. We will never, ever do anything else, you know. And for things to change, I mean, we have to change. So this is probably the most important thing that I've noticed, especially now that I love helping people. I you know, love sharing basically what I'm passionate about. That's all, you know, what I only want to do. I don't want anything, you know, to do. I just want to be sharing that passion about what I know and what I can help people to change their life for better also. But there's no way that I can do anything with somebody who is stuck in the blame game. And I see those people a lot. And they are in my family. Unfortunately, family is not exception. They and the same friends. And you know, you tell them whatever, but they still, you know, that paradigm that they have not yet shifted, that habits that they have. And I actually, you asked me what attracted me to Bob Proctor and mm-hmm. his teaching and why I became the consultant for him is because the first thing that Bob is teaching in every of his seminars, and, you know, whenever you know Bob, you will see he will always talk about our mind, and he is not only talk about it, but he will give you a picture of it. And I think that's what is missing for us to understand, that we talk about the mind, but we don't actually have the picture of it. And we do think in picture. You know, if you think about something, you actually met me only once or whatever, but if you think about the person or thing, you will see the picture in front of you of that person or that thing. You know, if I ask you, Jewel, what is your color of your car, you will say, you know, first you will see that car and the color of that car in your mind. So we do think in pictures. So this is incredible concept that Bob is teaching, and I also adopted that to teach to my, even to my patients, to my people who I work with health, because if they understand that, they can always refer to that model, to that picture of the mind, and say, oh my God, I understand where I am. So when you're talking changing, and well, we can go through a little exercise if you want, and whoever is listening can do the same, because I don't have a diagram to show you as I'm talking, but because you can use that power of your mind and just imagine. So while I'm talking, you can actually see that in your mind as I'm talking to you. So first, you have to imagine a one big circle and then a small circle underneath, and then both of them, just connect them with the line and put the little, like four lines drawn from the little circle too, and that would be like something what we call a stick person, because when you look at it, it looks like a stick person. So that's basically it. This is your picture of your mind, but not yet finished. But when you divide the big circle basically represents your mind. And if you divide that circle horizontally with the line, you will have two parts. And the one part, the upper part of that circle, will represent your conscious mind. And the bottom part of that circle, so if you're making some notes, you can put it, it's your subconscious mind. So in our conscious mind, we have also, like at the top of it, you can put little antennas that represent your five senses. So we have, you know, smell, taste, touch, hearing, and seeing. So all those five senses represent, you know, the conscious mind. I mean, they are like tools for the conscious mind. So this is the part. So let's talk first about the conscious mind and then subconscious mind. And the little circle is representing your body. So you can put a little B there for body. So the first part is the conscious mind, and that part thinks and reasons. And also you have a free will that lies there also. This part is of your mind really thinks, so you can either think thoughts for yourself, originate the thoughts, or like most people do, we actually acquire thoughts from other people. Okay, so, but what is important about that part of our mind, that when the thoughts are coming, or if we originate them even, we can change them. I mean, we can, sorry, not change, but reject or accept. We have a choice here. We can either accept or reject the thoughts. But we cannot do that with the other part of our mind, which is subconscious mind. Everything that the conscious mind accepts, the subconscious mind has to basically, it's like a sponge, it just accumulates. So when we are born, our mind, the upper part, conscious mind, is open. So we just basically, you know, don't think for ourselves yet. So everybody, our grandparents, parents, give us thoughts that we acquire, and then they sink into our subconscious mind. So when we start thinking that part, that upper part of our conscious circle is closing, and then we can start thinking for ourselves. But that does not actually happen so much in our life. We would like to, but I think Bob always likes to quote, I forgot who that is, but it says like 2% people on earth think, 3% rather die than think, and 2% of people think, 3% think that they think, and 95% rather die than think. So, so that's the process of thinking here. So we would like to be basically in that 2% of people who think, basically thinking original thoughts, not just repeating our own thoughts. And subconscious mind is that emotional mind. You see, this is the connection, because I will tell you how I use that information also for EFT. So when people actually acquire that energy of thoughts and it penetrates our subconscious mind, so that energy becomes known as emotion. Because what's emotion? Emotion is something that, how we feel, our feelings. So what's the feeling? Feeling is something that we give a name to that energy that we're connecting. So if you feel angry, you are connecting. That means you're connecting with that energy that is feeling, making you feel. So making you feel means you're connecting with the energy. Are you with me? That's what it is. So when I'm, for example, working with any emotional that energy, the emotion that is negative, and use EFT, that's exactly what we're doing. With EFT, we need to connect to that energy that we're working on. And when people actually sometimes work on it, they feel it. Sometimes people come and they feel that anger. They feel that emotion. The more you feel it, the more you connect it with that. So sometimes tapping on the meridians is not as powerful. People say, well, it didn't do anything to me. I said, well, because tapping itself is not only thing that you need to do. You need to connect to that energy. Because when you're tapping on those meridians, what you're doing, you're actually changing that energy, and that's how powerful. So this is so simple, and you can change that energy. And sometimes people are amazed because they've been stuck in that energy, that grief, that anger, that self-worth also lies in that subconscious mind. So the image of ourselves that we're carrying, that we have, is also in your subconscious mind. So through EFT, the same, you can actually help somebody to change that energy much faster than otherwise they would do through maybe affirmation and other methods of influencing the energy in our subconscious mind. Because subconscious mind, as I said, cannot choose anything, so it just accept whatever the conscious mind let in. But the body is put into vibration, into action by not by our conscious mind, but our subconscious mind. You see, because otherwise people know a lot, yeah? They know a lot, but they're not acting upon it. Why? Because the acting is not happening on what you know. There's so many brilliant people, intelligent, but they're still broke in the relationship, in the finances. So it's not that puts us into action. It's our subconscious mind, what is there. And once the body is put into action, by law, action creates results. So all our results go through that process. Whatever we get and what we see is actually already manifested. We already attracted that. So in order to change the results, what do we have to do?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You see, if you start using your five senses, you will be going in a vicious circle, because you look at your bank statement and it says, oh my God, I am broke. Okay, I don't have enough money. My relationship is not working. You know, that's what you're seeing. So you cannot rely on those senses to help you to change anything. What you need to do is to really start thinking different thoughts. So you have to basically disregard your current results.
Can you give us an example and walk us through EFT right now? If a person is having financial difficulties, just a generic one that we could all listen to right now and experience with you. So for those people who are not, who really do not realize about EFT, this might help them free them up.
That would be great. If I can free somebody right now, that would be fantastic. Whoever is listening, that would be great. Sometimes, you know, it is as simple as that you can just tap once on one something and then it disappears. And if that was the only thing that stopped you from you know, what you want, then that would be great. But usually I must say that, you know, don't get discouraged if that one exercise is not going to, make you a millionaire just in next day. So please don't blame me on that. It's a good start. Because, you know, when we look at money, we usually have to look at it, you know, and we don't have enough. We have to look actually how we feel about money. And quite often my work starts with that, how you value, how you look at it. And quite often those thoughts, you see, that we actually heard when we were children, it goes back as far as that, you know, what our parents, how did they look at money? What did they think about money? And you know, in my situation, my parents, I know that they had to work always hard for money. So, you see, you get that emotion associated, oh my God, I have to really work hard. So that's the thought. And you actually carry that thought and that vibration all the way. So if you want to get more money, you have to work hard, yeah? But we don't have to work hard. We have to work smart. As Bob says, work smart, not hard. Because working hard, we only have 24 hours a day, 24 hours in a day. So it doesn't matter how hard we work, we still will be not be successful as much as we want. So here also, okay, so I want, this lead me to another thing that I think we would like to mention here is about mastermind, that you actually don't work also by yourself. If you're successful, any successful people doesn't work just by themselves. They have people who actually they work with. But let me just give you the example of that EFT then. If you want then to address, let's say we have to identify one thought that you want or emotion that you associate with that money, because you cannot, the EFT works best if you actually are very specific, like everything, yes? Even law of attraction, if you're asking for something, you have to be very specific. So if you're working with the EFT, you have to be very specific of what you want to work on when you're tapping. Do we assume that everybody knows where to tap? It's basically on ends of certain meridians that we have flowing, you know, path that goes through our body. We don't see the meridians like acupuncture. It works on those meridians too. So EFT would be tapping on certain ends of those meridians while we actually say something and connect with that energy. So let's say we're connecting with the energy that tells us, okay, my belief is that I have to work hard for my money, or I believe that, you know, who am I? Have you heard that, you know, sometimes parents used to say, mine used to say, what do you think, the money grows on a tree? So that was their belief, and that's what I also heard. But, you know,
we're not worthy of them,
yes. Who are you, a Rockefeller? You know, we really put down so much time in our lives probably without even realizing that. And that stays, as you said, it's accumulating that suitcase that we carry then with us. So we have to actually unload that. So with EFT, you would say there is a procedure that you have to follow, and it's also very simple. You just repeat three times. First, you have to either massage. There's a special point on your chest that if it's painful, you just massage that point and say three times a sentence which says, even though, and you state the problem. So let's say, even though I have to, I believe, you see, because it's not that I have to, but I believe that I have to work hard for my money, I still accept myself. I see love and accept myself. And you do that three times. So this is like initial statement that you do. In a way, when you look at it, you know, it's first thing is when you want to help yourself in anything, you have to accept that you have that problem also, or you know, you have problem and you acknowledge that. So in this sentence, I think you're just acknowledging, you're connecting with the energy and you acknowledge that, yes, I have that problem, but nevertheless, I accept that. And acceptance is another step that you need to go through. And then when you repeat that three times, you tap, there's a one point at the inside of your eyebrow, and then you tap that and you repeat your problem. Why are you repeating that problem? Because while you're tapping, you need to be connected to that energy. So you need to remind the body where you're going, where you, what you're connecting with. And when you're tapping, so that little tap, 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 tap on your eyebrow point, then it's a side of your eye. There's a point there. There's an under the eye point, under your nose. And what you're doing, you're repeating the problem. So I believe that I have to work hard for my money. And then you repeat that and you tap on your chin. And then there's a point which we call collarbone, and then under your arm, and then on certain places out, on your fingers. So you see, you have to know the points, but they're very easy to learn. And that, when you do that, I also like when people take a deep breath in, because in a way we're accepting, we're now allowing the new energy to flow through that channels that were, maybe we unblocked already, and we're allowing the new fresh energy for the first time in years maybe to flow through us. So people feel sometimes very good just only by doing one or two sessions. So you repeat that, and you actually can evaluate at each of the round of EFT that you do. Where are you? What is? I usually ask at the beginning, where is your problem? Is it on 0 to 10? Is it 10 being the most intense, or 0? And sometimes some problems we can take from 10 to maybe even 0, or maybe, you know, maybe not completely, but then we have to work. Maybe there's something else, another aspect to it. So as I said, the process of tapping is very easy, but what we're tapping on is very important.
But it is a really effective way to release the blocks that are keeping you stuck.
Well, as you know, I worked enough with people to say that really, truly, this is the most easiest way to release the blocks that stops us from either being successful or even, you know, or being healthy. Whatever is your problem, it's rooted in that energy changes. So, yes, I would say that it is. There are other methods. That's not the only one, but I'm saying that this is the easiest one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about masterminding while we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk about masterminding. What is exactly mastermind?
Well, as I said, I teach Think and Grow Rich. This is the Bible. I would say Bible to there are two books that really influenced my life the most is Science of Getting Rich and the Think and Grow Rich. Science of Getting Rich is more of a book that it's fascinating. When I first read, I had like chills going through. I said, oh my God, this is incredible what I'm reading here. But Think and Grow Rich is basically in like a manual which tells you step by step what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about, that there are 13 principles outlined in this book, and he also says that it's not enough to just read them, you need to study them. So one of the principles that people don't know that they have to actually follow if they want to be successful is to have a mastermind group. And Napoleon Hill says that that mastermind is so important. Some people who are rich, they might not even know these principles, including, you know, having a mastermind group, but what they actually do, they're doing it subconsciously. They nevertheless following it. He said there's no one successful person in the world that is not following those principles. So one of them, as I said, is having a mastermind group. And
well, what do you do in a mastermind group? You get together and you just talk about your dreams or wishes, or what exactly do you talk about?
Okay, you can have different mastermind groups. As I said, I conduct the mastermind groups because it's a close 10-week group that we're studying, and I usually have people at the beginning. I mean, it's a close group. There are basically 10 people, and I don't accept more. So we know each other. We sort of can work for that 10 weeks also, applying that principles that we learn. But generally, mastermind group is more than that. It's and sometimes people form group that lasts forever, and they always drawn from that group the strength and the information, because you cannot achieve anything. You don't know everything to achieve. You know, if you're building a huge company like Ford did, or you know, any other, even, you know, Gates, Bill Gates, those people have entourage of other people who they work with together. And that's their mastermind group. They have to go. They don't know everything, but they know basically where to get what they want, who is the person who they can, you know, mastermind with on that. So you need to surround yourself with people. So my mastermind group, of course, is specific on studying the principles of Think and Grow Rich, of success. But you can actually then, when you meet people, you can actually then organize your own mastermind group and say, okay, you know, I think I resonate with these people, and let's invite somebody. And you actually talk about your own personal purpose, vision, and goals, because that's all it starts with. And that mastermind group is group of people who will support you in your journey towards achieving what you want to achieve in life. So it's a great support and source of knowledge as well, group.
So if somebody wants to go and start a business, then they would go there, and there would be people that could offer them support as information and networking and anything else?
Well, everything. Everything what you mentioned, contacts. They might know other people also who, you know, it's like a network of a group of people that actually help each other. So they know specifically what you're looking for, what's your purpose and what's your vision and what goals you're setting. They're helping you in that. They're helping you with the knowledge. If you actually say, okay, I'm stuck here now, your mastermind group is there to support you. They have, you know, usually these people represent different type of businesses themselves. So they know that, you know, if you need expertise in another area, they know, or they know somebody who can help, and they bringing that to you to help you. So Napoleon Hill actually says that the mastermind is the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two. So you can have only just two people masterminding together or more for the attainment of a definite purpose. So you have to have purpose in life. You see, so many people are drifting because they are without a purpose.
So what it reminds me of is kind of a mini chamber of commerce.
yes, that's right. Those are type of
because options. You're there to help your business, to grow your business, to help you get to where you want to be.
Sure, that's true. Yes, that could be considered your mastermind group. Or you can, as I said, you can also form more intimate sort of group of people who you want to work with, and that also. So you can be part of, you know, maybe some other mastermind groups. So it's not only one. I actually became a member of some of the really huge. It's not call itself mastermind group, but this is also something like you're saying. But what is different about that group that it actually, and what's important, because Napoleon Hill mentions that it's a group that works in cooperation, not it doesn't have a competitive mind, but
right.
cooperative mind. So this is the huge difference. You know, most businesses operate from the competitive side. Cooperation is needed if you really want to be successful. Basically, you know, there's enough to go for everybody. We have to acknowledge the unlimited supply that we have. So that's another. Yeah, sorry.
Well, I was just thinking that the mastermind, does it have the spiritual aspect?
Oh,
is that important in that?
Definitely. I stress that, you know, when I say holistic, that holistic is in everywhere in my life. So holistic means basically acknowledge the life on any level, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. So spiritual, and we're going basically from that direction. So, you know, the physical is the most gross form of energy, because everything, you know, we hear on your Law of Attraction radio also, you talk to people who say, you know, how universe is just energy, everything just is energy. So we go through all those just differentiation of energy. So yes, physical and spiritual, you know, they just only in different frequencies, different energies, different manifestations. So yes, the pure spirit, you know, that's where we're heading. But we have to go through all those other levels of energy too.
Wow.
So you're getting people in mastermind. Yes, you communicate with people in your mastermind group on any level, and spiritual is the essential, I would say, to any, you know, you have to. Just ask yourself what you're doing here. You know, you have to understand that you also energy, that we are energy, and ask ourselves question what we're doing here. So that's why purpose is. You need to ask why I want the money, why I am here. What you know, this is your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Why I want what I want. Because that, you, as I said, you'll be drifting in life, and then you need vision, and then you need then goals. People start with goals straight away. They just said, okay, somebody told me that I need to set goals, so okay, let's set goals. And they struggle. They struggle because your goals, they have to be aligned with your purpose, and you have vision
mm-hmm.
to take you there. So that's so important.
So we're
studying all that. I have Think and Grow Rich. You know, I give first. Also, you have to study the laws that operate in this universe, and we don't taught those laws at school. So you had, I think, some other person here talking about different laws, and that's very important because that's what we study. So I have two groups. I have a meetup group, and I understand that you have to give before you receive. That's very important. So I love giving. I love sharing this information with people, and as I said, empower people to take the life in their own hands, basically. Not relying on anybody else. Yeah.
Right. That's so important. I want to give out your web address. It's www.elacorcoran. Let me spell that ELACORCORAN .lifesuccessconsultant.com.
That's correct.
And
that's
you can contact her. And if you're in Southern California, Long Beach, Orange County, wherever, go to her meetup groups and join in on her mastermind. You'll gain a bunch of information. And really, truly, the bottom line is you don't have anything to lose. You only can gain because you are learning how unlimited, how powerful, how magnificent you are by participating with her. So I hope everybody will join in and contact her for the Think and Grow Rich and all of the programs, SGR program as well. You can contact her. Just go to her site, check it out, and she's got a bunch of stuff on there for you. right?
Yes, and I have other interesting other websites that, you know, if people want to find out more, just send me email on the, from that website, and I will be communicating through, you know, with you by email. So Ella Cochran at lifesuccessconsultants.com, that email can be used for my for contacting with me. So ELACORCORAN at lifesuccessconsultants.com.
Great. And we have it posted up on the LOA Radio Network, my host page. It's posted up there, so just go there and check it out. And that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. This has been so wonderful.
Thank you, Jules. That was really a great pleasure to be on your show, and good luck. And I wish I was on your cruise this time. I had some commitment, but I definitely recommend that, and I will be probably sailing with you on the next one. So.
Well, yeah, with sometime in May and June. We're going to let everybody know about that real soon, but we're excited. So that's all the time. Yeah, great. This is all the time we have right now. So have a good week. Again, thank you, Ella. We'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.